Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guests are our dynamic sister team, Jitsi and Pia. Jitsi and Pia are mindset mentors and success coaches for high-performing individuals and teams who want to take their success to another level by transforming their thinking into results. They have worked closely with business owners, entrepreneurs, and individuals by helping them become the best version of themselves personally and professionally. They are passionate about maximizing their clients' impact, influence, and income through teaching from their mentor, internationally acclaimed Bob Proctor. They facilitate an online 12-week business leadership and development program called Thinking Into Results. Jitsi and Pia are the owners of Inspired Results Coaching, where they are committed to seeing leaders, teams, and individuals grow by operating at a higher level of awareness.
Well, good afternoon, Jitsi and Pia. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much. We're so glad to be here.
Awesome. This is great. I appreciate you both being on the show. It's not often I have multiple guests, but this is, makes it unique and more fun in my opinion. So this is great. So ladies, you have an interesting story. As sisters who left their corporate careers, joined forces in to be entrepreneurs, could you briefly share your story and what inspired you?
Yeah, so this is Jitsi. Thanks again for having us. So my background really for the last 15 years has been business development, really in the technology space. So for me, I have been into a lot of organizations and companies to really understand the needs of an organization from a technology perspective. All the while, I've always been fascinated by people, and that's really where my passion came in with building relationships and trust and ultimately seeing the culture of these organizations. I have seen so many different things. I have really been inspired over these last few years by what I've seen in these different organizations, visiting with different CIOs, CTOs, different C-suites to understand their needs, but then ultimately see what they are, what is going on in an organization. So what's happening, what is needed, how an organization was run. So really taking my understanding of people, and I was seeing a lot of people that were unfulfilled, not really seeing the connection between a certain leader's role with an organization's role. I'm really passionate about connecting those two and aligning a person's goal with their company and their vision.
That's great. Now, I appreciate that. I'm sure this is where Pia jumps in, right?
Yes. This is Pia, and gosh, when Jitsi and I came together and started Inspired Results Consulting, we had both been on our own personal development path separately. For me, I was in academia for many years prior, teaching at a university in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and going for my PhD. And then when I switched to turn to go into the corporate world as director of education, this is where, again, I just saw the lack of understanding of individuals on the personal level, where when you understand your purpose and your goal for what you're doing within an organization, that really brings out the potential in each person, whether it's for their personal life or their career. And so coming together, we were both passionate about really helping people guide themselves through their vision and what they want to accomplish in their, again, career or their personal lives. We're passionate about this because we know starting and understanding yourself and understanding your mind is a way to really just unlock your true potential.
Thank you for sharing. That's amazing. And this is probably, you know, to our readers, I say this a lot on these podcasts, having guests like yourself and hearing your story, your personal journey to get, you know, where you started to get to where you're at today is amazing. And people finally find their why, right? Kind of that aha moment. That's inspiring. And I love the name of your consulting, Inspired Results, right? So that's good call on that. So ladies, how is your sisterly partnership? Was there ever any friendly competition or sibling rivalry between you? And how's that working out for you? We all have siblings and you know how that could be sometimes. So I'm curious to know.
Yeah, great question. Actually, so Jitsi and I, our story is a little unique as well because we lived for over 15 years in different states. So we had, you know, our own lives going on our own journeys. And then really when we came together, it was more as an adult, you know, we had our younger childhood experiences and had our sibling rivalries, but you know, that's when we were in high school. So now as adults, it really has worked. And gosh, the trust and the companionship as business partners has really actually helped us, especially working with our clients, because both Jitsi and I are very different with personality wise. But this really has given us really more of a holistic approach when we're working with our clients, because they get our experiences in both. Again, our personalities are completely different, but it works so well because we understand each other.
Yeah. So we've both been through different things in our own lives. Again, for 15 years, I was doing my thing and she was doing her thing. We understand how we operate. And so we can balance each other out. And really, again, it's most effective when we're going in and really trying to look at a either personal or a team goal and applying what we know plus our through our training now to get the best results for our clients.
Thank you for sharing that. That's very helpful. And I'm glad that you've created this bond over the years that has actually worked out in your favor as far as a business. So thank you. So what's your goals for 2020? Is there any new changes, plans, or services that you may plan to launch this year or next?
Well, we weren't really quite expecting the COVID-19 to hit. I think everybody has really either started to become more adaptable, or we've seen a lot of people just sitting in fear. So for us, since we understand the mind, we have a lot more focus and clarity, and we have the ability to move through these times with ease. What we have really come together as sisters and a team and business partners is understanding that the virtual space is huge for us right now. So we have increased our goal of virtual speaking engagements. So we really want to grow in that space and really coming into companies and then also on a personal level, but coming into teams and speaking how we can help either inspire and just give people that focus and clarity in a time of uncertainty, because we know that this isn't just for the next few months. This is going to impact for years.
Yeah. And another goal that's sort of shifted now is we've been approached by business owners who want to develop their employees while they're at home. So we have that capability because everything we do is virtual. And so we are able to help business owners and build the teams while the teams aren't even together. So that's something that's been an amazing shift for us, because we know that we can continue our passion even while people are working from home.
And it makes it so much easier now, because a lot of the organizations, even here, have global operations, right? Mm-hmm. So we can really use the Zoom platforms, all the virtual platforms to effectively reach a team and really unite them in their purpose, goal, and visions.
That's awesome. And I've talked to several colleagues like yourself and business owners because of this pandemic, and people are kind of limited to getting out and traveling, right? So, and I know you're not limited to your geographic locations. It's good to hear that you're able to transition into this virtual work environment. I think a lot of people are adapting, and thank goodness we have some of this technology already available today when this pandemic happens. So really I like to do here as part of the Digital Executive here, we just kind of, it's like a lightning podcast. So we kind of run through these real quick, but these are popular. You shared your purpose, vision, and goals with me recently, Jitsi. And from your perspective, what is the most important message that you can share with our audience?
Every person and every company should have a purpose, a vision, and a goal. So those are different things. When we're talking to people individually, we find out that people feel that they don't know what their why is or what their purpose is in what they're doing. They may just be working at an organization or just doing things that they've kind of been either expected to do by their parents or, you know, society. So really honing in with our clients and finding and defining that purpose, which is already within them, it's just drawing it out, is very important. But then the vision and the goals are equally important. So really the purpose leads to the vision and the vision leads to the goal. The vision is basically the strategy behind the fulfillment of your purpose. So it could be many short-term goals. The purpose of a goal is to grow. And this is what we tell our clients. A lot of times people set their objectives on getting something, but ultimately we know that when a person starts growing, that is a goal is set for a person to grow.
Yeah. And this on the company level is huge. When you talk about company culture and everyone is ultimately operating on their own habits, what we do is we really grab that purpose and that vision and the goal of the company and help each individual fulfill their goal within the organization. And then again, this also goes on the personal level. So whatever your vision is for your life, really setting the shorter term goals to get you there. So really, it's just the importance of having a purpose and defining your purpose. What do you love to do? What are the things that the strategy behind it, and what specific goal do you want to get you there?
I appreciate you sharing that. That's amazing. I wish more people, and my goal is to get some exposure on this particular podcast, because I think it's important that if people really did know their why and had a strategy behind it, I think people would be more happy in their lives or more successful at what they're doing. I really appreciate that. And thank you for sharing. And I know our audience would certainly appreciate that as well. Jitsi and Pia, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure having you on this podcast today. And I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.